1973 to 2024, and that's the value of the Riverway project, that we can still protect what we have. And you might get stranded on a sandbar, but so did they.
People may have thought he was reading that. He was saying that right off the top of his head, which is pretty impressive.
So thanks for the opportunity to be here today, Phil.
You bet. A great opportunity to have Mike Deegan in here as well, representing Taliesin and all the great things at the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation. With your DNR background, I'm sure, too, that was helpful in kind of knowing what to do and how to proceed, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a really nice fit. And Mark, that was awesome. Really. But, we're really happy at the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation and Taliesin Preservation to be part of this event this weekend and to be part of the Riverway. And I'm so glad that Mark touched on the importance of partnerships. And while we're really proud of the many things that we were able to accomplish at Taliesin over the years, we fully recognize that we can't do this alone, and that the partnerships that we are able to build with other agencies and nonprofits and individuals have been critical to our success. So we're so appreciative for that. And every time we're able to bring people onto this amazing place, we think of all the fortunate opportunities we've had in the past to build these relationships, and without them, we wouldn't be able to do this. So we're really looking forward to the weekend and the years to come.
It'll be a nice hike for someone tomorrow, right?
It'll be a beauty.
Beautiful weather. And Gigi, you have to be happy it happens right in your backyard, basically, doesn't it?
Yes, I live over the hill. Well, many of you are acquainted with the Nature Conservancy, and beautiful state natural area, lots of prickly pear cactus and reptiles. I live right over the hill from there.
Great. So. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And everybody involved. Mark, good luck with your event.
Thank you very much, Phil.
And I know you'll be back maybe a little bit later on this year, because you have things going on all year, don't you?
If you'll have us, we'll be here.
Well, there's an open door.
Thank you.
The big showcase on October 27th, it sounds like. But again, we hope folks will be involved with that tomorrow. Lots of events. That goes on from 9 until noon. The grounds of Taliesin in the town of Wyoming. The trip showcasing a new segment of the Driftless Trail leading to the Phoebe Point overlooking the river. That's the morning show for today on WRCO.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Okooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Sometimes it takes a while for people in Richland Center to get the word, but we have records on the wall in here that were put together by Craig Woodhouse, our local musicologist, and you can come down and it's like going through a gallery of history. Just be careful when you go through the big boxes down there. You don't have a flashback looking at some of them records. Okooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark Jelenic, today we're going to talk about embalming and how is that handled and if it is necessary.
Sure. So the answer is embalming is not required. It is not a state law that you have to be embalmed. We do have people say that a lot, like, well, you have to be embalmed. That's not accurate at all. Some religions are opposed to embalming. So for religious reasons, those individuals are not embalmed. If you're not going to have a public viewing of any kind, embalming is not required. So even if you do have a public viewing, some funeral homes might say it's okay. Most of the funeral homes around here and ours say that if we're going to have a public viewing, that we do require embalming to be done, for the simple reason that it helps with the preservation, sanitation, and disinfection of a body, and it kind of helps keep people safe. If you're going to come in to a funeral home and see a body, and we want you to be safe, protected, to not worry about any sort of diseases or anything along those lines. We also want the people to look like you remember them. So an embalming does help with that, to kind of give them the look that you do remember of who they were as an individual. But an embalming does not have to be done. So let's say you're just going to have a private family viewing, you know, maybe as you're just going to come in and see your parent before either they're buried in a closed casket or they're cremated, then an embalming does not have to be done. It can be done, but it is not required to be done. So it's more done for the health, safety, and to give the body the natural of look of what that individual looked like when they were living.
Okay. And that's certainly something you can talk about in advance. Is it important?
It is.
I mean, for an individual to put that kind of in your,
yeah, it
your
is.
Wishes?
Because some people, let's say they want to be buried, but they don't want an open casket. Well, if you don't want an open casket, do you still want to be embalmed? You don't have to be embalmed. So some people want to be embalmed, even if no one's going to look at them. Other people do not want to be embalmed because maybe they're going to be cremated without anyone looking at them, or they want a closed casket and they just want to maybe have a green burial. And part of the green burial might be, I don't want to be embalmed for this. I want to be as natural as possible. So you don't have to be embalmed in that case. When I say certain religions are opposed to it, so for religious reasons, you know, they may not donate organs or be embalmed. The body has to be natural in a burial. The Christian religion doesn't necessarily have any of those requirements, but there are different ones that do, either the Muslims or the Jews. There are different restrictions with those religions. Now, how much you choose to follow any of those rules of your own religion, that goes back to the religious thing. It's kind of up to you. You can kind of do what you want to do. We can tell you what the rules are of different religions, but then how you choose to interpret those, it's really up to you personally of what you want to do. But it's important to figure out if you do want to be embalmed, if you do not want to be embalmed, let your family know, let the funeral home know, so we can do what you want to do. A lot of this kind of goes back to pre-planning. What do you want to do? How do you want your services handled? Do you want an open casket? Do you want a closed casket? Do you want an open casket before you're cremated for people to come in and have a viewing to get that closure in that way? So a lot of people like the idea of an open casket with a viewing of the body because they believe it brings a lot of closure and it helps with the grief process to allow you to see that death has happened, that it is real, and it kind of helps to share with those people in their sorrow and grief at that time.
How long can you go without embalming a body? Like, does it have to be a certain amount of time before the service?
Sure. So if a person is not embalmed, they're put into refrigeration. So if we look at cremation, we can't cremate anyone for 48 hours according to the state of Wisconsin. So even if you're not embalmed, you're put into a refrigerator until the point of either the cremation or the burial. So an embalming without refrigeration of a body needs to be done within 24 hours of death. If someone dies and they're able to be put into refrigeration, embalming can happen after the 24 hours, but certain things start to happen with the pH in your body at the time of death. And so we either need to get the embalming done before your pH number bottoms out and then begins to come back up, or your body needs to get into refrigeration to kind of slow everything and kind of maintain the pH level of a natural human living body.
Indeed. Good information. Anything else you'd like to add, Mark?
Nope. Just once again, just kind of have that conversation with family members, with a funeral home. Think about what you might want to do and how you might want to do it.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit PrattFuneralService.com.
A ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House is now debating and is expected to vote soon on reauthorizing FISA, the law that lets intelligence agencies spy on foreign nationals overseas without obtaining a warrant. FBI Director Christopher Wray telling Congress,
"It helps us find out who these terrorists are working with and what they're targeting, and we made, and it's what we need to stop them before they kill Americans."
Vice President Kamala Harris is headed to Arizona today to talk about the state Supreme Court decision upholding a Civil War era law that outlaws almost all abortions in the state. Donald Trump will hold what's being billed as a news conference alongside House Speaker Mike Johnson from Mar-a-Lago this evening. On Monday, he'll be a defendant in his first criminal case. Jury selection in the Stormy Daniels hush money trial begins in New York. Baseball star Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter and best friend expected to turn himself in today on charges that he stole $16 million from the Dodger. This is ABC News. We are learning more about the economic impact of the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge, cutting off access to the harbor. The Port of Baltimore had to suspend operations last month, putting 8,000 people out of work. Most of them have not been paid for weeks. More student debt relief is going out this morning.
President Biden announced Friday morning another 277,000 Americans will get their student debt canceled. These are borrowers enrolled in the president's SAVE plan, income-driven repayment plans, or have received public service loan forgiveness. The White House says with this latest round, there's now been $153 billion in student debt relief now approved by the Biden administration for 4.3 million Americans. The president this week also announced new plans to cancel debt for 30 million Americans. That will be rolled out in the coming months. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The Vatican now says Pope Francis will head out on his longest trip ever this September. It includes stops in Indonesia and Singapore. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A high of 58 today, partly cloudy and breezy. Northwest winds at 12 to 24. Clear and chilly tonight, a low of 34, a bit of frost possible. Saturday, mostly sunny and warmer, a high of 70. And Sunday, mostly sunny and warm, a high of 73 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, southwest winds are at 10 to 12 miles per hour. We're up to our morning high. It is 54.
WRCO. 100.9.
She probably goes to church, ain't hungover in a pew. Good on you.
Good on you.
She probably don't cuss, ain't got a single tattoo. Good on you.
Good on you.
Bet she's more uptown than she is downtown. Bet she don't get loud. Bet your mom's damn proud. I was just something you had to shake loose. Good on you. I wore that dress, acting my best, hiding my mess with the same perfume. It hurt like hell, finding myself like a light bulb lighting up the need. That you said were trashy. Good on me, they look good on me. Never liked uptown, always loved downtown. Saying that out loud's making me damn proud. You were just something I had to shake loose.
did my best, hiding my mess with the same perfume. It hurt like hell, finding myself like a light bulb, lighting up the neon truth. Vanilla ain't me, it ain't ever gonna be. It's plain Jane to see that she looks good on you, good on you, good on you.
She looks
good on you, good on you, good on you.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
Please, how long gone are you gone?
Jesse G was in the studio a while back, well, a couple of weeks anyway, and Gretchen Wilson on WRCO Radio. 10:22, busy morning around here. So busy, I haven't even had a chance to dig into the donuts yet. That's how busy I've been. Wow, that is busy. Hank Bray, have you dug into the donuts yet or not?
I'd rather not say anything at this point.
Okay.
I condemn myself.
Have you fallen off the diet wagon?
No, gosh.
You only have
it? No.
Okay.
But the donuts were good.
Yeah, well.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
The Richland Concert Association invites you to another outstanding concert this Sunday, April 14th with the Cavatina Duo at 2 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Cavatina Duo, with guitar and flute, has become one of the most impressive combinations of its kind in the world. Critics rave about the style and the technical expertise of the Cavatina Duo. Don't miss the Cavatina Duo this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center. Tickets will be available at the door. This event is hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
Bailey Paint Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
I remember when I first met you, sipping coffee in a corner booth. You were twirling your hair and I just had to stare for a minute or two. I was laughing at your stack of books, then you shot me that smile. Hey, beautiful girl, in your own little world, let me in it. You got all of my attention, you ain't even trying. Yeah, you're my kind of different, and I've never seen nothing like you. Shades all spinning in the summer rain.
shoestrings. You're a light in the dark and you're stealing my heart like a gypsy. I love the way that you kiss me in front of everybody. So baby, come and kiss me. They ain't never seen nothing, nothing like you.
Dan and Shay on WRCO keep you updated on things going on in the community. And later on today, high school softball as Riverdale travels to Ithaca for an area softball matchup. It's on the radio later today.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning, yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. Well, she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. Camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Birds about to catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
This Saturday is the Otis R. Scott Trust Auction, brought to you by Auction Specialist MP. Starting at 10 a.m., head over to the location just 8 miles north of Richland Center on State Highway 80 to County Road D and Rock Bridge, and follow the signs. They'll be selling household items, guns, ATVs, and shop items. Don't miss out on this exciting event.
Speaking of exciting events, there are many going on in the area this weekend. We're checking in with Julie Cairns from Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance. Julie, you've got some stuff going on this weekend, too, at your business.
Yeah, we do. Tomorrow we have our another parking lot party with the Richland Center Fire Department. So I wanted to make sure to put out the reminder. Gosh, the weather is going to be fantastic. So no excuses, right? No rain. Last year was like 45. But
you got a home run.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So again, you know, if you're already planning on coming and you're going to go grocery shopping, I think it's a perfect opportunity to remember to bring a donation for the food pantry. Specifically right now, they're looking for cereal. So, you know, just grab a box, grab a bag of cereal, bring it in. Tomorrow, that'd be great. And Ryan did find the gas for the grill.
Oh.
So the grill is up and running, so we will have the Richland Lacquer Dogs tomorrow. So it's just going to be a free will donation. All money that we get will go right towards the Richland Center Fire Department for their goals. So, yeah, grill's fired up. Bring your cereal. Meet the fire pup. Check out the fire trucks. Get some swag. And enjoy the sun. Just get some time together downtown Richland Center.
You bet. 70 degrees or so tomorrow. And as you mentioned, the fire department members will be there. It's a good opportunity to interact with them, isn't it?
It is. And I think people are like, well, what are you going to do? You know, what's the plan? It's really very relaxed. You know, just walk through, get a hot dog, meet the fire department, you know, have some different tips that they can provide for you. Maybe talk about some smoke detectors. Maybe you need something installed or checked, you know, things like that. So it's really no structure. Just come relax and enjoy the afternoon in downtown Richland Center. I shouldn't say it's 11 to 1. It's a little morning, a little afternoon.
Little of both, but it's right around the lunch hour there, so you can snack on your hot dogs there and enjoy the day. So this is the first of several things. You guys do a lot of things that tie in with the community, but I think the fire department is kind of one of your pet projects, isn't it?
It really is. We have so much in common, right? You know, the goal is to keep our neighbors safe, and when times are really tough, you're going to probably end up seeing both of us at the same time. So, yeah, they're so wonderful to partner up with, too. It's like this small little task that we can do to honor them and their time and their sacrifice. So if nothing else, come, we shake their hands and say thank you to them and grab a hot dog. Yeah.
You bet. 11 to 1 tomorrow. Anything else you'd like to add, Julie?
Bring some cereal. Food pantry is always looking for donations. Right now it looks like it's cereal, but you know, if you have something else that's already in the shelf, bring it in. Non-perishable, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm going to try to do that, but I'm not giving up my Lucky Charms. I can tell you that right now.
Then bring in those plain Jane Cheerios. That's fine.
Oh,
give up those.
Okay.
Right. Or Fruit Loops, my personal favorite.
Sure.
So, yeah. Okay.
All right, Julie. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, you too.
Julie Cairns from State Farm Insurance in Richland Center.
Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. How about this? Listening to the radio may help you get well. According to the American Music Therapy Association, research is showing that music can help you heal. Yes, music is good medicine. Listen to these results. Scottish researchers found that music significantly brightened the depression and anxiety levels of stroke victims. A hospital in Cleveland found that music can boost immune function in children. Louisiana researchers found that preemies exposed to lullabies in the hospital went home earlier. A Michigan cardiologist gave 8 patients recovering from open-heart surgery a choice between a morphine drip or 20 minutes of low-frequency humming for pain. The patients preferred the vibrations, and their hospital stays decreased by 4 days. How it works, no one really knows, but it works. Listening to music can directly influence pulse, blood pressure, and the electrical activity of muscles. No type of music has the corner on this market, although relaxing music seems to help the most. And one of the beautiful things about music therapy is you can self-medicate. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is brought to you today by rextramile.org. Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Catching up with Grand Ole Opry star and a longtime friend, Chris Young, today. I'm Bill Cody. Welcome to the Pure American Country Radio Night. Chris's anticipated new album, Young Love and Saturday Nights, has arrived. Chris knew from the start he wanted the project to be special from the perspectives of a songwriter, producer, and artist.
Songs on here that I didn't write, there's songs on here that I co-wrote, there's songs that I produced by myself, there's songs I produced with my friends. I really was just trying to find a lot of things that I wanted to say. There's the love songs and the sexy songs, but there's also party songs, and there's a song about my dad and about my dog, and I think I just was trying to pour out a little more of myself on this record.
Young Love and Saturday Nights. It's out now wherever you enjoy music with Grand Ole Opry star Chris Young. I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. You want to save money on your insurance needs? No more excuses. In the time it takes to sing four verses of our national anthem, Pure American Insurance shops over 30 leading insurance brands to uncover the best coverage at the best price. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Saturday nights.
some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where it plays. Don't dig her eyes on the stage. She loves this southern draw from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside, loves it. For an hour in the parking lot, lighters. Good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Tank of gas. Some blue eyes and some beer in the back. Falling way too fast for a southern draw from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside was cracking 89 Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot. Lighters to good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Here's to old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday nights.
Chris Young on WRCO, Young Love, and Saturday Nights on WRCO Radio. There is a drive going on today at Richland Family Restaurant. While you're there, you can give for the Red Cross Disaster Fund for Richland County. They will be accepting donations today outside of the Richland Family Restaurant. That in our community calendar today, there are many, many things going on this weekend, as we've been alluding to. Lots of fun stuff and music. Cowboy Country Church with Monty Berger Sunday at 2 at the First Congregational Church of Hillsboro. And Boy Scout Troop 81 holding a spaghetti dinner fundraiser Sunday from 5 until 7:30 at St. John's Church basement right here in Richland Center.
Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house. If Daddy had done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string.
got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
Classic Aaron Tippin, You've Got to Stand for Something on Country and Community WRCO. Trouble is, it's hard for me to stand up sometimes.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
The Richland Concert Association invites you to another outstanding concert this Sunday, April 14th with the Cavatina Duo at 2 p.m. at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Cavatina Duo, with guitar and flute, has become one of the most impressive combinations of its kind in the world. Critics rave about the style and the technical expertise of the Cavatina Duo. Don't miss the Cavatina Duo this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center. Tickets will be available at the door. This event is hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Showed me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool that came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillacs, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets I call home. Yeah, my guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music.
Eli Young Band. The news is coming up next from WRCO. Here is Dolly Parton.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5. For service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. Same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.